Yes. We saw Friedman.
Kind brought it.
Ah, thank you.
And I accused it.
But me too. Title of today's Shia is the Haluchas of Eating, which when you see this title, you presume probably speaking about Ich weiß, kashrus, things which are shala, you're allowed to eat them, Hilchos Busa v'chulav, but this is actually not the topic of today's Shia. Topic of today's Shia is Simen Kif Ayin in the Machaber. There's a whole Simen Shulchan Aruch, how a Yid is supposed to eat. And Parshas Bo is actually a dover be'itoy to speak about it, because Parshas Bo, we have the first time the Torah tells us the mitzvah of Achilas Korban Pesach. One of the psikim states by Korban Pesach, Bebayis Echad Yoichal, you have to eat the Korban Pesach in one spot, don't wander around, once in one house. Loisoytzi min habayis, min habus achitze, you can't take it out with you, put it in your pocket, and you know what, I'll carry on eating it outside. Ve'etzem loisishbri boy, and when you eat the Korban Pesach, you have to be careful, don't break any bones, eat it in an idler fashion. Zuk dechinach, that from this mitzvah we learn out, Hatam should siva Hashem loy lishboy etzim in a Pesach. The reason why the Boshan gave this mitzvah, how to eat the Korban Pesach, she'en kuvud levnei meluchim legare atzumois leshabram keklovim. It's not kinder kuvud for a yid who a yid not b'nei meluchim to take the flesh and to eat it like klovim, like dogs, just biting into it. Therefore, says the Chinuch, at the very beginning of the formation of Klal Yisroel, when they came to be in Mamleches Kehanim v'am Kudosh, evachol shuna v'shuna ba'isis man, every year when it comes Pesach, we have to eat Korban Pesach in the same way. Rui luni lasis masim hamarim buni. It's correct we should show signs of the chashivas, so what it means to be a yid. Therefore, the Torah has given us not just halachos of what we are allowed to eat and what we may eat, but also how we eat. Similarly, the Sforner writes in next week's Parsha, in Parsha's Beshalach, that Moshe Rabbeinu told the Eden when they're asking what they're going to eat, and then Moshe Rabbeinu says going to come down, Mon min Hashemayim, state in the Pusik, Erev yedatem ki Hashem hoitzi eschem es Mitzrayim. You're going to then realize Hashem has taken you out Mitzrayim. What connection does it have, the Mon, with realizing that we've come out Mitzrayim? The Sforner quotes the Gemura in Masech Tzima. The Gemura says that before the Eden left Mitzrayim, there were Ketamagoylim Hamanakrim Ba'ashba. They were like chickens who were pecking all day long. Chickens are always forever pecking. So the Eden, before they left Mitzrayim, they never had a Zman Seder. When they received the Zman, the Mon min Hashemayim, Be'erev Toich Libusa, Ivaboike Tizbi Luchem, Sadu a Zman Seder. Says the Sforner, Dusab Shaf, Be'erev, when it comes to evening, V'yadatem ki Hashem hoitzi eschem Mitzrayim, then you will have left behind your old ways in Mitzrayim, that you were like chickens constantly pecking all day long. The Boishan wants it should be a Zman Seder, and when we eat, we should know how to eat. So I want in these few minutes to just pick up a few halachas about how a Yid is supposed to eat. The Ben Ish Chai, Taka writes in his Sefer Al HaTorah, this is in Parshas Bahar, Tzurech ha'udam lehizu'e bekama hilchas derech eretz ha'shaychem l'seida. A person has to be aware and be careful of the haluchas of derech eretz which pertain to a seida, ashe hishiri oisuni chazal behem, which Chazal have told us and explained us and warned us. These are haluchas like everything else. We're so careful, or haluchas of tefillah, haluchas of Shabbos. There are haluchas how a person is supposed to eat. V'chol ho'oival hilchas derech eretz, the kiyotze behem, anybody who doesn't keep these halachos and is over them, hare ravsom vegargarom. He is called a ravsom. In Yiddish, it's not a very nice word to use. It's called a fresser. In English, we say a glutton. It's actually not the lushan of the Ben Ish Chai. It's actually written here in the Mechaber in Simon Kifayin and Sif Tes. He says very clearly the lushan of a Mechaber is that somebody doesn't eat correctly, hare ze ravsom. For example, says the Mishnah the Ramu, lo yoichal derech ravsonus. You shouldn't eat in a way which is derech ravsonus. What does that refer to? That lo yoichal is hamachal biyude achas. Don't hold the food in one hand. Veyitloish mimene biyude ashni. You tear it off in your other hand and stuff it in your mouth. You put it on a plate and you cut it nicely. If you didn't do so, the Ramu says you're eating derech ravsonus. Carries on the Ben Ish Chai, and if you eat like this, hinechos besvach hasitra achra. You've been caught up in the trap of the sitra achra. Vimhi bal toire v'oisekein, if you're Talmud Chochem and this is the way you behave, harizu machal shem shemayim. Therefore, says the Ben Ish Chai, this is what's meant derech eretz kodma l'toire. Yet before you learn Torah, you have to know to behave like a man. So one of the halachas which I want to speak about now, which is actually, we see a lot of people are not so careful to keep this halacha for some reason, that is the problem of eating and drinking when you are standing up. Lechachila, it's not correct to eat or to drink whilst you are standing. Where is this halacha written? It's a beferish halacha in the Mugen Avraham in Simon Reish Tzadik Vov. That's Hilchas Havdula. Havdula, most people make standing up. What do we do once we've finished the Birchas Havdula, or for that matter, Kiddush Friday night? You finish making the Kiddush, you make the end of Mekadesh Shabbos. What do we all do? We take a chair and we sit down and we drink the kois of Kiddush, the kois of Havdullah. L'choyre, it's a hefsek. We always know that we try to be vusmeh, we try to be memaet behefsek. Why don't you just drink your kois of Kiddush, of your kois of Havdullah, standing up? Why do you have to stop, sit down, and then drink? It's l'choyre a shal of a hefsek. The Mugen Avraham explains, the reason is, because lo yishte ad sheyushiv. You may not drink this cup of Kiddush of Avdullah until you've sat down. Why not? Says the Machzor Shekel. Domrinon genai le Talmud Chochem sheyoichal veyishte me'imid. It's a genai. It's an embarrassment. It's a bisha for Talmud Chochem to eat or to drink whilst he is standing. Verui le kolechot sheyasa asmoi ke Talmud Chochem v'dova hazeh. It's correct for every person to behave as a Talmud Chochem in this matter, and that's the reason in the whole world you'll never see anybody making Kiddush Friday night or making Havdullah that they drink the kois whilst they're standing. Everybody, they might say Kiddush and Havdullah standing, straight away they will sit down, and as always take the pasuk as well in the Mishnah Brira and similar Tzadik Vov, Sif Kutin Vov, that a person has to sit down before he drinks the cup. And this actually comes from Chazal. It's a Masechtas Derech Eretz. One of the small Masechtas is printed at the back of the Gemara Hoirius. We have the little Masechtas. One of the Masechtas Derech Eretz, Zitta, Perek Zayin. Mishi Talmud Chochem, lo yoichal me'imit. So Chazal actually say it only regarding a Talmud Chochem. However, we see the Machzor Shekel explaining the Mugen Avraham, writes this for some reason for everybody, and that this thing is correct for everybody to behave like a Talmud Chochem, and he shouldn't eat or drink standing up. The Be'er Heitav and Simon Kifayin here quotes it in the name of one of the Rishonim. Kusav b'shem rekeach derech eretz lo yoichal udem me'imit v'lo yishte me'imit. And as always take the paskin in the Rambam, this is in Hilchas Deis, the fourth perik halacha gimel. Lo oilam kishiyoichal yeshiv v'mekoimoi o yatal smoi v'lo yelech v'lo yirkav. You shouldn't walk and you shouldn't be riding around whilst you are eating or drinking. Now for some reason, I don't know why, I haven't got a head on it, why we see that many people are mekel. Primarily we see by simchas, by kedeshim, people come in And they are eating standing up. Now Shabbos morning, it's very negeya, you see, especially when it's a lavish kiddush, you see, you can have a whole seder there, shulant. The people are standing there, eating shulant, standing up. And it's something which is, it bothers me, it doesn't look right, and it doesn't fit right. I thought to myself, efshar ashtikel al limitzchis, that is as follows. One of the halachas which is brought down here in Siman Kif Ayin, the Mechaber writes, is that it's not correct to hold in your hand a piece of food bigger than that can fit into your mouth. That means that you should have only, says the Mechaber, lo yoichal udam prisa kebeitza. Don't have something which is the size of a beer, which is actually the size of one piece of sliced bread. Don't hold a piece of food or bread larger than that. Vim ochal, if you did it, ze gargaron. You're called a gargaron. It means, again, the same word. It's like ravson gargaron. It means you are a fresser, a glutton. It's not a very nice word, but that's the word that the Mechaber actually used. Yeah, in your hand. That means whilst you're eating, don't put in your hand more than can fit into your mouth. You're holding in your hand, and it's not nice. So, however, I'll get to that in a minute, Amir Tashem. However, we have in Hilcha Shabbos, the Mishabrira quotes it here as well, and also in Hilcha Shabbos and Reish Ayin Dalet, that Shabbos we're not choshish for mechse kerav sanisa. That means that when we cut a piece of the hamotzi Friday night, you should give a chaticha gedoyle, a large piece which will last him for the entire seder. Says that the Mishabrira, that although lechoyre it's not correct to give somebody such a large piece in one go, it's not nice, Shabbos als chavivus and chashivus of mitzvah seder Shabbos, other rabbi, that's it's correct to do so. We know another halacha, you're not allowed to chat bread, it's a bezoina pas. So your dear, the ksav soifer used to throw the piece of hamoitzi, because again, it shows again on a chavivus. You're not allowed to do it, Shabbos is different. I thought to myself, could be that this halacha of lo yoichal ishtem imit is Shabbos, has chashivus from Shabbos. So kiddush, you come in and you're eating, you drink, you're standing up. However, unfortunately, I saw that it doesn't work. The reason being is because the Mishnah Brira writes very clearly here in this is in Reish Ayin Dalet, that this heter of Shabbos is only applies if you don't do so during the week. The whole week you're not doing this. It comes Shabbos, you're cutting yourself a large piece of challah. Oh, says the Mishnah Brira, then we can say it's Nikki, you're doing it lekuvah Shabbos. Hurrah, you don't do it the whole week, and you're doing it Shabbos. So somebody who went in when he goes to which Mazel Tov by a Simcha in the middle of the week, he's also standing up eating. He can't come along Shabbos and say, yeah, I'm doing this as Mechse, as Chashivas from Shabbos. Hurrah, you do it the whole week. So I don't actually have an explanation to be matzik the oilam, why the oilam is takamekel. And as I said, it is a befresha chazal, mesechtes derech eretz, befresha halucha, the behetiv quotes Zukshem, the roikeach, in the Mogen Avrom, says that's the reason why Kiddush Abdullah, we have to sit down after we finish Kiddush Abdullah, as we all do, in order to do this. So why people are makel, I don't know. If somebody has a hezbo,
why doesn't he say about kiddush for his Shabbos?
Oh, I had this kasha. Why didn't he say by kiddush? He only says about Abdullah. The Shmir Shabbos Kelchusa Taka, he quotes his halucha by kiddush as well, and he says, what's the difference from Abdullah? Because so avada by kiddush, you also have to sit down, because this halacha of the Mogen Avrom says by Havdullah applies equally to kiddush. You have to sit down before you drink the kos of kiddush. But my kasha was, okay, let's say it's true, but why did the Mogen Avrom wait till Reish Tzadik Vov Hilchas Havdullah to tell us that you have to sit down? He should have said it in Hilchas Kiddush. So I thought to myself, other rabbi, it could be taka the Mogen Avrom be'emes holds you're not mechuyev to sit down because we're not makpid on the mechzik Rav Sanisa on Shabbos, and that's why he only said it by Havdullah. But the master, the poskim, quote this Mogen Avrom for kiddush as well. Nazoi fitmenzich lemaser. Anocha halucha, which is nageya for eating, how to eat, and that is a bevista gemura. Oichel b'shik doime lekelev. This is a gemura in Masechtas Kedushin in Daf Mem Umabeis. It's a very sharp gemura. The gemura says, "Tuni rabunan ha'oichel b'shik harize doime lekelev. V'yesh omrim pusul le'edus. He's even pusul le'edus. That's the halucha that is taka pusul eidus. Now, Santa Zacha looked here in Simon Keith Ayan. The Machaber does not quote this Gemara. I don't know why he doesn't quote it. It's a beferish Gemara. And the word itself said that's the halucha that it's forbidden to be oichel b'shik. And some is oichel b'shik is doim elekelef. I found the Machaber does quote it in Choshe Mishpat, Simon Lamed Dalet, in Hilchas Eidus. There the Machaber writes very clearly, Hu amnushim shaholchim v'oichelim b'shik b'fnei kol ho'om, they eat in public in front of everybody, chashivim kekelev, and since they're not makpid on their own boishes, therefore we cannot rely on them, therefore to say the truth, because they won't be embarrassed if they're caught lying, just like they're not embarrassed to be seen eating barabim. Azoy v'zuk the mechaber in choshe mishpat siman lamadal. It's interesting the mechaber doesn't quote it here, just like the mechaber doesn't quote this halucha about you're not allowed to eat standing up and drink standing up. He leaves it for the Morgan Avrum to say. Why? I don't know. But Lamas, b'fnei kalaom, stay in front of all the people. Some of the poskim want to be mechalik, a difference between a busy street and a quiet street. Some poskim say also limits chis. If it's a quiet street with not many people there, just the occasionally people coming. Today you see in the Gosha world that they try to make into some restaurants dafke in the most busiest spots, and that's part of the attraction of the restaurant, is to have a window overlooking where everybody can look in and they can look out. And that's mamish the goyish mahalach. Our mahalach is zicha, this is zicha nisht richtig. It's a groyser b'di'evet for a person to be eaten, b'seen, eating in the shik. Other poskim want to say that this heta of oichel b'shik, heta is that if somebody's starving hungry, and he's mamish, he kenzuch nish anhal, and he has to eat, so b'di'evet, if he quickly eats something in the shik, b'di'evet, b'derech arai, yeshloi alma lismoich. Or b'a kaviya seder, to be kaviya seder in the shik, so for a person to sit down in a restaurant where the restaurant is literally like you see restaurants, they have tables literally on the pavement and they're eating there, and what everybody walks by and sees them eating, so failed in Bisha, it's taka nishrichtig, lechila, one should taka not do that. Unless there's some het again which I am unaware of.
Even sitting down,
because you're oichel b'shik. The vote isn't standing or sitting here. The vote is that you've got no Bisha. Rashi says the vault is you have no bishin. As I look the shulchan aruch, ain loy boishes punim. Ha'oichel b'shik, hoil ve'im makpid al kavoidoi. What's pshat is not makpid. This is something difficult for us to understand. There isn't much time. But the be'emes, the ganzu yisod of achila is a dover gashmi. You are being oisik in something which is totally dover gashmi. So therefore, it's something really you should be embarrassed about, and something which one does beseisah. Our halachas again, we haven't got time to quote it. You're not supposed to stare at somebody whilst he is eating. Why not? What's the problem? You are embarrassing him. Eating be'emes mitzad the Torah, mitzad Chazal is considered a dover gashmi, and our avoider is taka to elevate it, make it into a dover rochni by making bruchas with kavuna, by saying divrei Torah by the seder, which Derech Agav want to quote. There's a Sfasemes. The Sfasemes says is Yutzat tonight, Hey Shvat. Sfasemes says a very big bombshell. We know people, you go to a chasna, a bar mitzvah, a bris mila, Shabbos, Yontif, there's always drushes, there's divrei Torah there. Says the Sfasemes, really, you don't actually need divrei Torah by a seder's mitzvah. A seder's mitzvah is anyway a seder's mitzvah. So even if you didn't have divrei Torah there, so it was a seder's mitzvah. Masha Ein Kein Zuk the Sfasemes. His lushan is as follows. See this mitzvah nira she'ain srichim. The Mishnah, he's in his parashat over. The Mishnah says shloisha she'ochli v'loi omri divrei Torah ki le'ochli mezivchei meisim. Zuk the Sfasemes, he understands that this Mishnah is referring to a seder in the middle of the week where it's not a seder's mitzvah. Then if you didn't have Torah to elevate your seder, this ki le'ochli mezivchei meisim. Oh, but if it's a seder's mitzvah, seder Shabbat, seder Yontov, achasna, brismila, whatever it should be, a seim, so that actual achin is a seder's mitzvah. You don't need to come on to the divrei Torah. And azoy sharp the minkat sheruv, in the Sefer Divrei Torah, Chelik Bois, Ois Beis, and Chelik Hei, Ois Nin Dalet, that a halt ocha say that see this mitzvah doesn't need Torah, and he says va oilem noy hagen to say divrei Torah always by see this mitzvah, and by see this rishis shebechol yoyim ba'avoy in the same rabbim eig makpidim al kachnis hapchi hayoytes pink forget when you really need it a see this rishis then you should really be saying divrei Torah. I found the limits chis in a sefer called Ginza Chaim. It's from the great rabbunim before the war. His name was Rav Shloime Reisner. He understands and ben Mr. Chidur writes this. The Mishnah says in others, Shloisha she'ochli al shulchanecha v'lo omri divrei Torah. Chazal said dafke shloisha. Why shloisha? Right, the chidur that when we have three, you have a mezimin. That means when you have a kaviyas for a seder, mezetzah chavek for a proper seder, then if you didn't say Torah, it's missing. It's just a mundane, gashmistic activity. If, however, you don't have three people, so to see this arai, then b'diyavid yeshlochom lal mislach. Azoyzuk the chidur. This Ginza Chaim, he says, if somebody's in a hurry, he's going to a chavrisa, so he's quickly eating his bowl of cereal, 1, 2, 3, because he wants to go and learn. So davar the demos you don't have to go and learn now, Dafka. The ikka is that you're not meliknish in that essence. You're coming from learning, you're going to learn, so quickly read something. If somebody's kovei himself for a proper kaviyas, then Taka, you need to have divrei Torah. To finish off with one final thing we mentioned about the pizza, the pizza, whatever it should be, the Machaber says very clearly, it's not right to hold in your hand something which is larger than the size of a bayah, or to tear it off. Similarly, you're not allowed to bite into food, you're not allowed to bite into food and put it down. You should only hold in your hand the amount which goes into your mouth in one go. So the shala is that nowadays, when it is become the derech ha'olam for people to eat, forget about the pizza, I'm just speaking about just regular, you buy sandwiches, you get them in these containers, two very nice sandwiches, they're made in triangles to be easy to eat. So you hold one of those sandwiches in your hands, so those sandwiches are a sheer kebeya already, because two pieces of, it's one piece of bread, the full slice of bread is a sheer kebeya, but that's besides all the filling which goes into it, and people eat it and that's the way you eat it. Now if you have a pizza, you order yourself a slice of pizza or two slices, it's even bigger, or a pizza, or if you order one of these hamburgers, not chafs from hamburgers, meat burgers, I'm sorry, they come with a 3-4 slices, there's a whole skyscraper, you see the adverts for the Goyshe ones, it comes with one piece of fleisch, and then they have the cheese, and then another something, and then the egg, and then the tomato, and then another piece of bread, and something else, it's literally, it's about 20 story, I don't know how many get it, so, people eat these things nowadays. Halt Rav Ben Sin Abba Shaul in his Chivas Oilet Siyim that nowadays, since it's the Derech HaOilam to eat like that, Oibazoi is nish mechse karav sunisa. When is it mechse karav sunisa? When you're doing something which is nish lefi Derech HaOilam. On the other hand, in the Seif of Zoy Sabrucha, quotes B'Shem Rabbi Sol Yaakov Fisher, that he disputes, he's not masking. He says, Chazal said this is Derech Rav Sunisa. This, unfortunately, today, the ganze Welt fits the Chazoi. As unfortunately they're falling into this, they're taking it from the goyim or whatever. It's blab derech Rav Sunisa. So these are haluchas, one or two haluchas. It's a shvacha heta because be'etzim shtei klusa usa, and the oilim is not keeping it and doing. It's difficult to say that. Therefore, it's considered today that it's not the oilim titzis is nish derech Rav Sunisa, but there that's something else. It's a genai. It's a genai. Chazal says it's genai, so it's not got to do with derech Rav Sunisa. It's a genai to eat standing up. So if it's a genai, lechura. Even with manazeh.
My representation
would give you a hand or a flag of prevention. Oh, I also had the shala, and I thought to myself as follows. You have here Machaber and Simon Kif Pegim, but I had the shala. I thought the Bachsidim, they stand by the Rebbe's Tish, and especially in the middle of the week, they give a piece of cake, or even two pieces of cake for the Oilam to eat eat cake, and so it's a she, and they're all standing up. L'choyre, Sinishos Gehalten. So there is a Machaber, which is a again, one could use this mechaber as a shtickle, a limitzchis. The mechaber says that somebody who's traveling a mahalach b'derech and he's in a big hurry. So if he's in a big hurry, he's allowed to be mevorech me'imid. He can make the bruchas me'imid standing up. And he's eating whilst he is traveling. The Machab's thinking about making Birchas Hamazon. You don't have to sit down for Birchas Hamazon. Explains the Mishnah Berurah. We're speaking about somebody who's in a hurry. Because in a hurry, he hasn't got time to stop. So therefore, he's eating traveling. So says the Machab, you're such a hurry that you're eating whilst you're traveling. You're even allowed to bench whilst you're traveling. You don't have to sit down. I see very clearly from this machaber that somebody who's in a big hurry, he's allowed to eat whilst he's walking. Also ich steh klar. Lechoyre is der Graf Sunis, is a genai. That's under a different situation. When you're traveling and you're in a hurry, there is a befreshi machaber that you're allowed to do it. So I thought to myself, now you come into somebody's making a simcha, let's say he's making a vot at home. He's making a vot at home in his living room. How many chairs does he have in his house? 10 chairs, 20 chairs. Well, it's going to come tonight, 50, 100, 200 people. There's no way in the world that he can possibly, hasn't got the space, he hasn't got the way to let them all sit down. So Oiba said, just like I see, the Machaber said very clearly, that somebody's a Mahalach Baderach, and it's difficult for him to stop. Says the Mishnah Berurah, because in Yeshev, Yikshev Einav Ichadakoi, he's going to be feel bad, he's going to be delayed, he's got to sit down and eat and bench, and he wants to hurry. So there is ahead of him to carry on. I thought to myself, it could be the Zelba Metzias, when the Oilem is standing by the Tish, or, and you want, like say, 500 or 1,000 people, they're all going to get off the Tish, sit down, they haven't got chairs for them all to sit down, it's going to be a balagan, it'll take 20 minutes, half an hour for them all to get off, eat, get back on again, or for by some Simcha, he can't provide seating for everybody. Oh, so Kiddush by Shabbos, yeah, if it's in a large hall, and there are chairs, it's a shvera limitzchis, a shtika limitzchis, yeah, it's a shtick limits. This is what I thought to myself. It could be, and fine, okay.